Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We have much to cover today. But what I want to cover, it was one of the things that I wanted to touch base on Saturday, and I didn't have enough time to do so. And what it's about is free will to do what? What is it that you want to do? I'll make sense of this as we roll this hour out, okay? But that's what we're going to be talking about at the half-hour mark. I want to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just go to the right side of the page. There we are again. Our numbers are being cut again by social media platforms. Somebody just said Facebook doesn't quit. Well, I'm here to tell you, neither do we, friends. Neither do we. Also, wanted to let you know that when you're on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to the page, go to the top right side of the page and subscribe to our new feed. Okay. Also, if you want to, go ahead and check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And we are there on social media platforms as well as others. Don't have time to cover them all. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to book. Now is the time. Believe me, we are going to be out in that of South Dakota on Wednesday. And we're going to be there with America's Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack. That will be Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m. Also check out Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're also going to be in Yankton, South Dakota. Just check the schedule over there. Please, friends, check the schedule over there. We're doing a lot over here to cover our bases, so we're doing our best to accommodate every step of the way. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 5. There's only one mediator. There's only one name under heaven where by men might be saved. Acts 4:12. His name is Jesus Christ. We all understand that here. And if you don't understand that, it's because you don't understand your history. And if you don't know, understand your history as to where you came from, you surely don't know where you're going to. I'm here to point the finger at the crucified one. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Again, his name is Jesus Christ. That's in John 1, I believe, verse 29. Check it out when you get a moment. I wanted to cover something on Saturday that I didn't get to. You all know who this guy is, right? Representative Matt Gaetz, right? This is the guy that they're selling to the American people and have for some time now as another hero, a defender of the freedoms of the people that he's supposed to serve. I mean, you can look at the guy. He looks, if you have any discernment by the Holy Ghost, And if you have the Holy Ghost, he's given unto those that obey. Remember that, Acts 5:32. He's not given to those that disobey. But if you have any discernment, you can see the guy's a creep. Now, why am I saying that? Well, again, they're selling him on Fox News as the conservative outlets, yesterday's liberals, that are good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot, Matthew 5:13. We see a report by Rep. Matt Gaetz. This is some time ago, but I want to bring you up to date because we're hearing more and more and more about this guy. But he said, we now have the evidence that the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton did not follow normal and standard procedures. Well, whatever became of it. Just like Rand Paul, you heard during the break, friends, Rand Paul calling Anthony Fauci out for his crimes. What have they done to prosecute them? Justice guards our liberties. Guess what we're missing, friends? Justice. What is Rand Paul doing? What is Matt Gaetz doing? Just like the other American appeasers like Ted Cruz, and the list goes on. Absolutely nothing but fleecing you for more money to go ahead and bump up their offerings and gifts, friends. You're accumulating wealth for these individuals that make $174,000, $400 a year, to the millionaire status in a short amount of time. Just so you know how this works. They're not bringing forth justice. They're doing just what Rand Paul did, just like Matt Gaetz is doing here. They're doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of them that they fail to prosecute. Get what I'm telling you. They are highlighting the crimes of them that they fail to prosecute. Let me say this again. They are highlighting the crimes of them that they fail to prosecute. Okay, so now let me just prove my point with Matt Gaetz. This is just like Jim Jordan, too, if you want me to add it too. Jim Jordan to the lot. He's one of the ones that's fighting for the freedoms of the American people. Well, like Jim Jordan, who's under scrutiny, who's under investigation for pedophilia concerning his last job before he came to the position that he now occupies, Matt Gaetz now going over to him, because, friends, they're all compromised men. They're all extorted men. And the ones that aren't extorted are the ones that are blackballed by the mainstream media. But these are the ones that they're putting up. Matt Gaetz is said to face Justice Department inquiry over sex with underage girls. Okay, so he's a pedophile. Okay. And it probably doesn't stop there. Also wanted to show you this one, friends, because what we're finding is top prosecutors added Matt Gaetz's child sex trafficking to the investigation. Okay. These are the best that you have. These are the ones that the mainstream media is selling to you as the people that are defending your freedoms. They are not defending your freedoms. Let me say it again. They are not defending your freedoms. If you want me to give you another reference out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Well, I can show you this on the New York Times if it lets me pull it up. They're wanting me to buy their paper, which will never happen. But Justice Department adds two prosecutors to Matt Gaetz' case. He's a pedophile. Do you understand? Friends, they're all compromised men. You can get it in part. If I refresh the page, you can see it on social media platforms from the New York Times. There it is. Then it pulls up the new ad, so I can't get to it. But you get the point, okay? And I can go on and on and on. But how is the mainstream media selling Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan? How are they selling to you Ted Cruz? The list goes on and on. I did a whole show on this about 2 weeks ago, but here's another one, and this is the guy that I wanted to highlight because we were hearing from the mainstream media's useful idiots in the propaganda outlets that Matt Gaetz is out there, again, attacking someone that's attempting to attack your God-given rights. No, that's not how it works, friends. They're appeasers. Okay, they're controlled opposition. They're controlled opposition. I'm going to come right back on the other side of this hard break, and I want to show you one of the purposes of the masks. Again, if you don't know your history, you don't know where you're going, right? Well, let me give you a little history so you understand what is happening right in front of your eyes, so you're equipped with knowledge to put a stop to it ASAP. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I got a phone call. I got a text from my friend, Joni, in Georgia, and she had some experiences concerning going into a county building and them telling her that she needs to put a mask on. Well, I'm going to make another point here, but before I do that, I want to have Joni to jump online with me right now from Georgia, and I want her to share her experience as to what took place not too long ago. I believe it was yesterday or this morning. Joni, can you go ahead and share your story with us? And thanks for jumping on with us, by the way.
Yeah, it was this morning. I had to go to the Superior Clerk's office. It was this morning. Yes. So, you go in and you go through the screening process, and the deputy said, you know, well, you're required to wear a mask in the building. I said, well, I can't. I have a medical condition that I can't wear a mask. And he said, well, you need to give me a medical exemption statement. I said, sir, I'm not required to provide that statement to you, and it's a violation of HIPAA. And he said, well, you're not going to be able to come into the building without one. I said, so let me get this straight. I cannot come into a public building, one that my tax dollars paid for, without a mask that would harm me because I have a health condition. And he said, you know, well, I have to wear one of my tax dollars help pay for it, too. And I said, well, you're not me, and I'm not you. I can't wear a mask. He said, then you can't come in. I said, okay, I'll put on the mask, but when I have an issue, you will be held responsible. He said, well, I'm not going to be responsible. And I said, well, let me have your name and badge number. He wouldn't give it to you. I said, why don't you just let me speak to the supervisor? So he went and called the supervisor, and he had me wait to the side, which I did. Well, she came in, and she wouldn't know what the problem was, so I explained the same thing to her that I told the deputy there. And she said, well, we need a medical exemption statement. I said, ma'am, that is a violation of HIPAA, and there is no law that states I have to provide you one. Plus, I said, the Ninth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution affords me privacy. And she said, well, it's a requirement to wear one in public buildings in the county. I said, well, a requirement is not law. Policy does not, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law.
In less than a year.
Amen.
Just before.
You're good.
Okay. And she said she didn't make the rules. They did. I said, well, who are they? She said, well, the county commissioners. I said, well, you're an officer of the law. You mm-hmm. took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Georgia Constitution, and any law, statute, ordinance, or whatever made contrary to those are null and void. And I said, it is your duty to uphold the law, not policy or requirement.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, is there anybody, a county commissioner, whoever, that can make any type of health recommendation for individuals with medical conditions? Because that would be practicing medicine without a license. At this point, she turned around and she said, y'all just let her go on and conduct her own business without wearing masks because, well, we'll be here all day otherwise.
Amen.
So I was allowed to conduct my business. Well, when I get up into the county clerk's office, there is not one person in that office wearing a mask.
That's
not
right.
Not one. Not one.
Amen.
So when I left, I thanked them all and told them all to have a nice day. But I just stood on the law.
Well, that's right. And that's right. And you know what's interesting is those that are supposed to uphold the law, as you so well know, they don't even know the law. And they're just going along with it. But it's all perpetrated. Or I'm sorry, I guess I can use the word perpetrated, but predicated upon a fraud, a lie. And I've even had people at the post office say to me, I only have to wear it when I'm in front of the people. I can go behind the wall and take it off. It's all set for false pretenses is all it is. And if people would awake to the fact that that's what this is about, they just want to see how many people are going to bend the knee and play the serf to those that want to make and bear rule over them. That's really what it comes down to, Joni. And you found that out. You wouldn't bow the knee. And what did they do? They ended up bending the knee.
Well, I was prepared. I was prepared to say, okay, get the sheriff here. Okay, get the county commissioner here. Okay, I want to see the judge. I want to see whoever, the highest judge in this building, because we're going to go to the law. I was prepared to do that.
Amen.
So I just wasn't going to back down. I was very nice about it. I wasn't ugly. I'm just very matter of fact about it.
Yeah.
And evidently, she didn't even know the law because she didn't want to discuss it. I mean, that exchange, the whole thing only took about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The 5 minutes talking to that officer, the 5 minutes I waited on her, and then the 5 minutes talking. It was only about 15 minutes that I was allowed to do my business.
Joni, isn't it something that these people don't know enough history to understand that when they're asking you for your papers, doesn't that ring in the back of their minds that they've heard this before? I mean, that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did with the SS. Let me see your
exactly.
papers. Show me your papers.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, like I said, I was prepared to use... you know, whatever was at my disposal for the law, and even used the edicts that our governor came down with as a violation of law. I was prepared to use all of that.
Amen.
You know, because I had studied them and during this whole time, and I was just prepared to take it all the way if I had to, but I didn't have to because she capitulated, and the only reason I figured that she did is because she didn't know the law.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you educated and you did it in a proper manner. So I totally appreciate you taking the time and letting us know, Joni. And again, friends, look what happens when you actually exercise your God-given rights. Joni found out. Thank you for the phone call, Joni, for the purpose and sake of time. I got to move on here, but I do want to show you, and I highlighted a bit of this on Saturday. Isn't it interesting, friends, that the mainstream media and individuals in the mainstream media are beginning to make the parallel between America today and Germany in the 30s. Well, this what you're looking at on social media platforms, and if not, I'll narrate for you. But what it is it's film showing what the Germans did to those that refused to bend the knee to Adolf Hitler. Nazi Germany used health passports for what? Controlling the people. They're breaking the people down. Now, I want to say this as well. You just heard what was said during the last commercial. And we're told that Anthony Fauci just said that it's dangerous to not take his advice. This is exactly the same tone that we're hearing from the tyrants across the land. We just found out that now Mr. Biden came out again. Who he thinks he is, I have no idea. But he is operating as a pro tempore. He is operating on a pretended authority because he is not the people's vote. The people did not put him into office. And the fact of the matter is he's now saying that this will all stop when everybody gets vaccinated and everybody puts a mask on. Well, for those that did not know, Joe can go fly a kite for the record, but here it is. 2,300 years ago, long before Islam, Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their noses and their mouths broke their will and individuality. This is enslavement, friends, and it depersonalized them. It made them submissive. That's why they later imposed on every woman the mandatory use of a fabric over their face. If you, as a matter of fact, friends, if you even take a couple minutes to go online and look at Iran or Iraq or Muslim nations back in the 60s, folks, they were totally modernized. They didn't have these jihads or hijabs on. They didn't have these burqas on. It's amazing. Just go back 40 and 50 years and you'll see that you're being lied to. But let me go on here. It's interesting that Islam turned it into the woman's symbol of submission to Allah, the man owner of the harem, and the king. Modern psychology explains without a face we do not exist as independent beings. This is the kicker. Face coverings and masks are ancient tools used to break people down psychologically. This is the beginning of deleting individuality. He who does not know his history is certainly condemned to repeat it, and that's exactly what is happening today. Friends, we need to wake up. Again, we've already went over the fact that the manufacturers tell you they don't work. We listened to the double talk coming from the criminal Anthony Fauci concerning wear masks. You don't have to wear masks. Folks, it's designed to confuse. Put that up against Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. But friends, I want you to consider the source again. I want you to consider the source as to who is telling you what this is all about. Okay? I'm going to get back to that in one moment. But for those that weren't listening on Saturday, I want you to understand, I just posted this morning. Did you know that Bill Gates, which has everything to do with what we're talking about right now, Bill Gates is now being charged for murder, and this is how you stop the virus. You prosecute those that are selling you the virus. Let me say it again. Bill Gates is now being charged for murder. I'll go ahead and I'll take that, and I will post it on social media platforms for you so you can see it for yourself. I don't want to make readers right now, but I do want you to see what's going on here. And I'm going over there as we speak, but I'm going to go ahead and put it on social media platforms. India is prosecuting. They are looking to indict him for crimes against nature. Crimes against humanity. And folks, the American people would do themselves well to learn from India right now what it is that the American people should be teaching India and other countries across the land. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we're going to take a hard break. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressing the nation on Monday regarding the new COVID-19 variant.
If you are vaccinated but still worried about the new variant, get your booster. If you aren't vaccinated, go get that first shot.
New travel restrictions to the U.S. took effect Monday as well. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial gets underway Monday. Maxwell is affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein and is accused of sex trafficking. One of Epstein's alleged victims spoke to CBS Mornings.
Being that Epstein isn't here, it gives me a good reason to kind of have my day in court. It's not going to justify anything, but it does make me feel good for the other victims, you know, that they're going to have their day in court.
Maxwell faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted. It's Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online shopping day of the year. However, an Adobe forecast predicts it could fall short of the final tally in 2020. This is USA Radio News. Federal lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week, and they'll immediately begin tackling President Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill. Here's reporter Chris Barnes.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
as Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights. He is talking to us about this bill. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget.
With Manchin's vote so critical to Democrats, Republicans are hoping he will torpedo the bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also from Capitol Hill, government funding runs out Friday. That's the deadline for Congress to clear a continuing resolution through both chambers to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. One more time, I wanted to share with everybody that we are going to be in Grand Rapids. I'm thinking Michigan, forgive me. Rapid City, South Dakota, Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9. I will be there with Constitutional Sheriff Richard Max. Richard Mack. They call him the Constitutional Sheriff, America's Constitutional Sheriff. Also want to let you know, if you want to check out social media platforms and you want to watch us, you can do that. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, or before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Also wanted to let you know that we're broadcasting as well into 154 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries outside of that. So, with that said, let's get the ball rolling. I wanted to show you again what the mainstream media wants you to believe that the American people are listening to. This is Joe Biden, criminal, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden. And they want you to believe that he's the guy calling the shots. Yet last week I'd actually played some video for you, friends, where he was actually saying, end quote. So in other words, what he was doing is giving you every single jot and tittle concerning what the teleprompter was telling him to say. Okay? So you got to understand, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So the fact of the matter is, if you know that he's parroting what the tyrants are telling him to parrot, and you obey him, guess who you're parroting in action? These clowns. And folks, these are the clowns in the circus of politics. Let's go ahead and play this out. I want you to see again what the mainstream media means to withhold. This is Joe Biden.
The media suddenly lose interest in presidential gaffes. All of the clips you're about to see are from the last 2 months. None of them were discussed or covered on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or MSNBC.
Of course, because they're all working.
First,
to push
we've got
the narrative.
Confusing World War II heroes, the Tuskegee Airmen, with victims of a decades-long human syphilis experiment.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated, because they used to be an experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others.
Listen to the crowd rise up a bit.
Biden tried to talk about U.S.-Russia cooperation in Syria, but it came out sounding like this.
We could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya. We can save the lives.
This is your... They want you to believe he is your representative, Americans.
Next up is whatever this is.
The question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact is going to be, or excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Yeah, someone set it up for him.
Awful moment from a commencement address.
I love those Barrettes in here, man. I tell you what, I look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old.
What a creep!
Like
he's a creep.
That poor sign language interpreter. And here he is, just flat
out. Does that sound presidential, folks?
Anyway, and if I can drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I got to.
Do any of these snippets have massive political implications? No, obviously not. And that's not the point. The point is the same media who spent days talking about this tweet now completely ignores.
Okay, so this is their idolatry.
That are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure.
The story here isn't the bumbling old guy. It's about the media who are doing everything that they can to cover for him.
That's exactly what they're doing, friends. It's exactly what they're doing. And what's worse is the American people know it. To suggest these people are telling you the truth in any sense of the word, you have got to be out of your mind. There's no better way to say it. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Dan?
Hey, Brad. How you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I got a couple mass stories, and then cool. I was going to tell you something. Hey, you know, through this whole thing, since I became a Christian, I didn't want to become a jerk, but the jerk in me comes out when I'm forced to, you know, put some kind of breathing apparatus when I have great breathing. But anyways, if I'd walked into a place of business, I'm not going to lie to them. I just say, you know, I don't wear a mask. And they're like, well, you need to. I said, why FBS? And most of the time, they would never say anything. And then one time, guy says, well, what is CS? I said, common sense. I just walked right on by, and he looked at me and smiled. But, you know, I went 2 weeks ago to a Columbus Blue Jackets game, not knowing the situation, but they said you got to wear a mask.
Oh.
So I'm not wearing a mask the whole time walking in. You go through a place where they check you through a metal scanner, and then they want to send you through into the ticket thing. Well, I wore a mask, not at all. I didn't even put it on. And a lady yells from another checker where they're checking the tickets. She says, you need to wear a mask. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I didn't wear it. And you go up the escalator, and I had four different groups of people come up to me and said, you are my hero. I can't believe you didn't wear a mask the whole time. I'm like, well, why are you wearing one? Just imagine if you didn't wear one. Everybody else would see that, and nobody would be following their orders.
So how many people were in this arena?
Probably 16,000 to 17,000 people.
And every one of them had a mask on.
Well, and here's what I'm going to tell you, and this is the whole BS behind this. It's in Columbus, Ohio. As soon as the people walk in and go past the checkpoint, 95% of the people take their masks off. But they're willing to just submit their freedom and play that game to walk in that building, and they need to just say no.
Okay, so my question is, and I want to lay this to everybody's candor, how do you help a people like that? They're encouraging, they're adding strength for these people to set the next narrative. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to do it because the American people are complying with it. I don't care if it's in part or not. The fact of the matter is they're pretending with the tyrants. That means the tyrants are having their way because the people are acting more like serfs than freemen. So shame on them. That's all I can say, Dan. Shame on them.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, people came up to me and like, we watched you. That is amazing. And all I did was tell them, you should be doing that. Why is it just me? Yeah. You know, and the guy that I went with still has his mask on. He goes, I kind of felt like an idiot. I'm like, well, you got to look like one. But
exactly.
That's beside the point. He's a good guy. He just, you know, some people, you know how it is. But,
yeah.
Okay, I don't expect you to listen to the whole thing, but did you ever get a chance to listen to any of those audios I had from the pharmacist getting the audio?
I did, but let's keep that on. We'll talk about that off air. I did listen to them, but I just didn't see enough where I actually wanted to put those on the radio. So, Dan, if we can keep it alive and people can actually see you going back and forth, that's the kind of stuff that I want to bring to the people. So let's talk to that issue after the radio show.
Well, can I just mention one thing talking about the boosters? Just one thing I got from that pharmacist?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if you heard that, but the pharmacist actually admitted, and that was a real clear audio, that every one of the Pfizer boost, every one of the Pfizer shots, whether it's a first, second, or third, it's the same exact shot. So they're telling you, get your booster. Well, the booster is the same exact shot as one and two.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if you caught that, but
it's a kill shot is what it is. It's a kill shot.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. Yep. I'm with you.
That's a great show. I just wanted to share that, Bradley.
I totally appreciate it, Dan.
All right.
All right. Yep. Thank you. Okay. So let's get over to this. Let me tee this up. I got a couple minutes in doing so. And it's something that's talked about quite frequently. You know, one of the things I want to kind of tear down some unscriptural, precedents that have been set. And I could do this all day in so many different ways, taking it from Scripture to an expose on the modern-day church, and even on reformers. So let me start with Martin Luther really quick. Martin Luther was once accredited with saying sin boldly. Okay, sin means transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4, and that means transgressing God's moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments. You can go and check that out, as well as statutory law. Well, what's interesting about that is people take it out of context and then they make a little bobblehead of that of Martin Luther, the great reformer from the 15th century. And by the way, if you have a problem with that guy, do keep in mind it's because of that guy you have religious freedoms today. I just want to make clear on who he is and the fruit of what he has done, regardless if you agree with everything that he's done or not, because nobody's going to agree 100% outside of that with Christ in him alone. Here's the deal. So Martin Luther said sin boldly. Well, people will say, well, let's go out there and sin boldly. That's what Martin Luther said. If anybody knows the Word of God, it's him. I mean, the guy translated the Bible, right? He knows exactly what he's talking about. Let's keep it in context. When he said sin boldly, keep in mind that he was talking to a class that was talking about sin and being born of the Spirit and what does faith of the Spirit do and lead us to, Romans 8:14. So what Martin Luther did is he said, go sin boldly if that's what you want to do. But the question that I have for you is, what is it that you want to do? Because if you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to do the things that the Spirit leads you to do. If you want to sin boldly, you're born from beneath, not from above. You're not born of the Spirit of God. You're born in iniquity the same way that King David was, the same way that we all have been born into iniquity, lawlessness, sin, right? And it's interesting how people just kind of withhold that information, and what they do is they turn it to the flesh rather than the obedience to the Spirit. Another one is free will. Everybody talks about free will today. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said this, free will carries many a soul to hell, but never a soul to heaven. If you want to call in any time during the next segment, during this little expose, this is my question. Free will? Can somebody show me free will in Scripture? Free will in Scripture. If you have the dispensation to choose to do the right, you have the dispensation to do the wrong. But again, let me go back to that of Martin Luther, the great reformer, concerning free will. We're hearing much of this today. Can you show me in Scripture where it says we have free will? What? Born of the Spirit of God, free will is aligning yourself up with God's will. And guess what? When your will is God's will, then you are living out your free will in God's call. That's how it works. I'm going to get to this in a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so free will. Let's cover free will, friends. We hear about it all the time. I'm simply asking the question, where in Scripture do we have a free will? Did we will to born ourselves into the world? Did we will ourselves to serve the things of God when we're born of the things of the flesh? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous when you hear people say, well, we have a free will. Really? To do what? That's what I want to know. I mean, it's unscriptural, and what we're seeing more and more of today, and we've seen this from the Grahams and the modern hirelings in the pulpit for decades in this country, the unscriptural free will decisions for Christ. Decisions. Can anybody tell me in Scripture as to where we make decisions to follow Jesus? Here, I want to tell you, the fruit of those people is what? It's not good. Those that make free will decisions for Jesus Christ, what's the fruit of those? I'm going to get to this in just a moment. Charles Spurgeon said this, free will carries many a soul to hell, but never a soul to heaven. That's right. Free will without God's grace is not free at all, but it is a permanent prisoner and a bond slave of evil, since it cannot turn itself to good. Exactly. So we have need of a Savior because we can't do it for ourselves. Now, the reason I'm highlighting this is because thousands of individuals made decisions for Christ through Franklin Graham's 14-day God Loves You tour, helmed by top Christian artists who are just as much worthless as Franklin Graham in so many different ways. They're appointed, 1 Kings 13:33. Okay? Now, God Loves You, again, keep in mind, was always in a demonstration. What's the new message? It turned from repent and believe, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, to now God loves you. Yes, he loves a lot of people that made the choice, right, to go to hell by ignoring his mercy. Don't blame God for your dereliction of duty, okay? So we have it thus far that free will and decisions for Christ, right, are unscriptural. Graham, the son of the late famed Billy Graham, and who had led the Billy Graham Evangelical Association since 2001, traveled to 8 cities, preaching the gospel at free events. Okay, more than 56,000 people attended the free outdoor events along Route 66 that began in Chicago on September 19th. So I'm just going fast forward. The 69-year-old evangelist who has shared the gospel at nearly 200 evangelistic events worldwide since 1989 quoted Ephesians 2:8 in verse 9. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of yourselves, not of yourselves, exposing the false doctrine of decisions for Christ, not moved by emotions, but being led by the Holy Ghost, because without the Holy Ghost, there is no conversion. None. Zero. Zilch. Let me prove it, friends. Notice what Franklin Graham stated at the end of the article with his reference to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. He completely contradicts his decisions for Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast. But what I did is I added on, because he withheld it in context, which we always have to see it through in context. When you put in there verse 10, this is what it sounds like. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ, unto what? Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So, in essence, friends, if we are born of the Spirit of God, then we will do what the Spirit leads us to do, Romans 8:14. And guess what that is? Repent and bring forth good works. Works of repentance. Guess what these decisions for Jesus have brought about? No works. What is the fruit? We are to be fruit inspectors. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 7:16 that we are to judge others by what they bring forth concerning fruit. Let me show you the fruits of these decisions. Look at America. What happens when you turn your back on God? He promises to turn it into hell. And the American people continuously gauge their Christianity and people on a worldwide basis because of the likes of a Billy Graham or a Franklin Graham, friends. And isn't it interesting? The world has no problem with them, and yet Scripture tells us the world will love its own. The world will love its own. And this is exactly what you're getting, friends. You're getting free will decisions for Christ because of the emotions that are played by these hirelings that are given a microphone at every given city. And it should bother many of you. And it should bother many of you that are trying to figure out, well, where is the fruits of the Spirit? Hey, folks, free will. We're hearing much of that today. But I ask, free will to do what? What is your free will? What is it that you want to do? Again, we're hearing much of this from the hirelings across the country. How many of these that have made decisions for Christ out of their own free will have instead lived for the things of the flesh while disobeying the Spirit? Because it's exactly what you're seeing today. King David wrote, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Psalm 51, verse 5. So, again, how does the carnal man choose to serve a spiritual God? I'm going to give you the answer. He cannot. He cannot. It is false doctrine, and it's man-made. And what it is, friends, it's a wide way that leads to hell. Not straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. By the way, let me get to that in a moment. Paul wrote The man that's responsible for writing two-thirds of the New Testament said in Romans 7:18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is to present with me, but to how to perform that which is good," he said, "I find not." And wasn't it Jesus that said in John 3:5-6, "Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Listen carefully, friends. Throughout Scripture, you will find where the Lord called them, led them, or he would appear unto them. Numbers 12, verse 6. Judges 6, 11 through 24. Matthew 4, 19. Or he would appear unto them in Acts 9, 3, like he did Paul, the guy that's giving us this information even as we speak now. Charles Spurgeon again said, "Once there was free will in paradise, in a terrible mess free will made there. For it spoiled all the paradise and turned Adam out of the garden. Free will was once in heaven, but it turned the glorious archangel out, and third part of the stars of heaven fell into the abyss. I want nothing to do with free will, but I will try to see whether I have got a free will or not within. And if I find I have very free will to do evil, but very poor will do to that which is good." That's right. Friends, you cannot free will to live for Jesus Christ. Through making a decision to be born again, John 3:3, that's the work of the Holy Ghost bringing you to godly repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. "As a matter of fact, I'm commanded by God to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling." Philippians 2:12, "But I cannot add," listen carefully, "I cannot add one jot or one tittle to my growth in grace in Christ, but by the Holy Ghost through regenerating and renewing." Okay? It tells us in Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." As a matter of fact, what comes to my aid even now, friends, is King David says in a prayer to the Lord, "Create in me, do for me what I cannot do for myself. Create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Lord, I need you to do for me what I cannot do. And when I'm born of the Spirit, I'm going to do the things of the Spirit by being what? One that brings forth unto his kingdom." Okay? Martin Luther said, "Mankind has a free will, but it is free to milk cows and to build houses, nothing more." He's exactly right. That's all he can do. Wasn't it Jesus that said, "You can do nothing without me"? Now, I'm not denying the works of the Spirit. If he leads you to godly repentance, praise God. If it drives you to the cross of Jesus Christ, that's the Holy Ghost. John 16, starting in verse 8. But if it's an emotional plea to God, friends, and it's based on your emotions, I can tell you whether or not you're born of the Spirit or not by what you produce after that alleged conversion. George Whitefield, as a matter of fact, called them mushroom converts that needed to be converted again because they never were converted. Friends, George Whitefield, weighing out the genuine from the false man-made convert, said, "Now I wait a little and see if people bring forth fruit, for there are so many blossoms which March wind blow away that I cannot believe that they are converts till I see them fruit brought forth." It's exactly how he said it. So, man today is taught through his emotional response without the Holy Ghost bringing forth a conviction of sin unto repentance towards God, Acts 20, verse 21, to come to the altar, which is not scriptural, but man-made, and make a decision for Jesus rather than being driven to the cross by the law where it can do no more. The fruit shows itself for who and what it is that they are. And let me say it this way. It is the Lord that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And let me end. No human being can possibly come to Christ unless it be granted by his Father.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.